Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is giving our cares to God. So, that probably is the answer to our problems, right?
Giving our cares to God. Good morning, Chas. Oh, that is the answer. That is the winning lottery ticket when we can surrender our cares to God. You know, I wanted to talk about this topic this morning because I feel like there's so many things coming at me right now from so many different directions, and my life feels, like I said before, it feels like the ground underneath me is crumbling. But the thing is that when you have strong roots, when you're strong within yourself and you've built that solid house, the ground can crumble, the storm can come, like you can weather it. You can weather the storm. You can be grounded enough to let the ground around you crumble and still be standing. That's been my goal. And only with God can that happen. Self-will, no, there's no chance that's going to happen. Ego will trick us into thinking we got it. Ego tricks us every day into thinking, oh, I got it. Mm-hmm. No, ego never has it. It lies. And it's a false sense of security. The real security relies in God, relies in faith, relies in, you know, doing the right thing every day and then giving the rest to God. We do what we can. But there are things that are out of our control too, such as the weather, right?
A lot of things. Yeah. More things than I ever even realized.
Yeah.
Getting in the car every day and just driving. No control over other drivers.
Exactly. That's a good point, Chas. Yep. There's just so many things that we do not have control over that we try to fool ourselves to give ourselves a sense of safety or calmness or control. And what I'm trying to do, what I've been working on for a long time, is letting go. And it seems like I start to let go of something, and then something else comes behind it that challenges me again. Yeah. So right now, I'm being challenged in every area of my life. I'm being challenged. And there's only one answer for me. How about for you?
Yeah. Well, it is the answer. Yeah, in those days that I can turn it over and just get out of my head. I mean, they're better than the days than when I'm in my head, for sure.
Yeah.
My fear gets jacked up. Today, I just want to turn over the day. Like, I just see how I just want to keep going into the future about everything. I want to worry about the future and what it looks like. Yeah. Not even just for me, for everybody around me, too. Like, I keep going there. And I have no control over the future. No control over anything.
Right.
So, yeah. I just see today, my head wants to play the heavy story, the tired story, the what's the day going to look like story, just blah, 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 blah. Like, so, yeah, I would just like to be in the space of whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
That's really what turning it over means, right? Just accepting whatever comes.
Yeah. Again, it doesn't mean we're going to get our way. It means letting go of control and trust that there's a greater plan that perhaps we can't see.
Yeah.
That's happened to me. Like when I've just, yeah, when I've held on and held on, you know, there was a greater plan. And I had to let go of my plan and really trust. And it worked out fine. It worked out fine. But I stress myself out going through the process of worrying about what if this happens, what if this happens. Well, I feel like I'm back here again.
Yep.
I feel like I'm right back here again in the same damn lesson. And for some reason, it's a little more challenging, but I'm going to let go. That's my goal, is to just completely give it to God. All I want is the peace of God. That's my prayer today.
Maybe peace some, of God. Maybe sometimes it just needs to be so much to just make us let go.
Exactly. Exactly. Gosh,
it's kind of scary how much we can like take on though before we get there. Like,
yes, and people that think, you know, because they can manage a lot of pain, it's a good thing. No, it's not. Because that just means you have a very strong ego.
Yeah.
And ego doesn't give up very easily. So it's not really a good thing. We may think it is, but it's not. And so, of course, my ego is fighting and thrashing and carrying on, you know, internally. And I have to keep visualizing giving it to God.
Yeah, we take on all these things and think we can handle so much and then pride ourselves on that, which is also ego. So it's just, it's all ego.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, yeah, I know I can just tolerate a lot of, it's emotional pain for me. So I can just, not even realize that I'm tolerating so much. Right. Until I just like spew it out and it's like, oh my gosh, can't believe that was in there.
So, I know.
Yeah.
And sometimes we just have to stop and just take a breath and ask ourselves, bring ourselves back to this moment. Am I okay in this moment? Yeah, we're okay right this moment. If I don't go any farther than this moment, I am perfectly okay.
Do you think that's always the truth in the moment?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, that's, we were talking about that the other day, that, you know, I always say to myself, everything is going to be okay. And it's like, but maybe it's just okay. Like, maybe I need to start saying that. Like, it's not going, like, I think some part of me keeps waiting for it to be okay, but maybe it's just okay.
Well, I think when I use the term, it's going to be okay, meaning every day things will work out.
Yeah.
We don't have to be in control. We don't have to micromanage things. That everything's going to be okay. But you're absolutely right about that, Chas. It already is okay.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah, that could have you waiting. So you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Be better. It's like, okay, when this happens, I'll be okay. And when this is okay, I'll be okay. And when this situation is worked out, I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like the whole deal with, like you think that, you know, when there's no fear in there that you'll be okay, but you have to walk through the fear. Like you don't just get to this place of no fear, like, and then you'll be okay. It's like, you have to walk through the process.
You have to face it. You have to slay your dragon, right? Which is fear. Yeah, whatever that fear is or fears, you have to be able to look it in the face. It's like the storm. It's, you know, when the storm comes through, you've got to face the storm. I tried running from the storm one time. It wasn't so good. That's another story. But, we have to face these storms and weather them, knowing that it's just going to help us grow our wings. And, you know, I look in the big picture, I look at everything that's happening right now, where the ground feels like it's crumbling and things just feel like they're falling apart the way that it used to be. Like, it's like my life has been under construction. I've been under construction for a long time, but I think especially the last 5 years, I feel like I've been under construction. And and just trusting that the things that are crumbling, things are changing, that there's a divine order to it. And, you know, yes, I don't feel in control. So it gives me a lot of anxiety to feel like things are out of my control. But really, they are. A lot of things are out of my control. There's a few things I can do, but there are lots of things that I can't do. It's just faith. So, yeah, it's weathering those storms. That's how we grow our wings. That's how we learn to soar above the storm, is by facing it and not letting it. When I say the storm, I mean fear. I mean ego, because that's what the mind does. It's always looking for a way to torture us, basically.
Yeah.
Either put us down, fill us full of shame or unworthiness, you know, tell us we're never going to find the man. I know it tells you that, you know, never going to have the perfect house, never going to have this, you know, never going to have the right job. And none of that's true. It's just the ego. It's so clever at how it wants to keep us small. But Chas, I don't know about you, but I'm not willing to live small anymore. I'm willing to live large.
Yep, our ego is definitely the storm. It is definite. I'll speak for myself. My ego is definitely the storm.
Yes. Exactly.
And it is fear. And it is the recurring storm that has shown up in my life, my entire life. It's the same thing. It's the same fear. It's the same core fear over and over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Don't want to be left alone. That's the fear.
Yeah.
And I've had to face a lot of things and let go too. And just things keep changing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to change my view of, so this road that we live on, there's like major construction going on. Like they are taking out whole forests over here. Like trees are just being knocked down. Like everything's being smoothed over. Like it doesn't even look like the same place.
But what is it symbolic of? I know your mind is trying to figure it out. And why would they do that? And all the stories. Forget about that. The bigger picture, what does it represent?
Well, I think it represents knocking down. Yeah, just, I guess, maybe creating more space for something new for me too. Getting rid of the old and creating an open space for the new for me too.
Yes. And that road is too narrow. It's outgrown itself. It needs to be widened.
You're right. It has outgrown itself. There's too many cars that travel on it now. You're right. Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it. It's outgrown itself.
And we've outgrown our old life.
Yeah.
So can you let things crumble so that new door opens?
No, I'm working on it.
Well, I think those trees that are coming down remind you every day.
Oh, they do.
That things are under construction for you too.
Yep.
Right? And you're knocking down old ideas and letting go and opening the door to something new that you don't even know what it is. And that's even scarier. Which, you don't know what it is, right?
Yeah, which is why I want to keep trying to figure out what they're doing over there. Like, what are they building? What are they doing? Like, it just looks like a hot mess.
It's control, Chas.
I know it is. I know.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah. And I don't need to understand it. No. I don't need to understand the reason. That's just my mind always wanting to understand the meaning behind everything.
Our town is growing very, very rapidly. So that road will not serve this town community anymore. So it has to change. And what our old ways don't serve us anymore. We have to be willing to let
them
go.
Same. It's same, so same. Symbolic.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that today, because if I can just get a new idea in there, so when I see it, I can say that. So I can roll with it's outgrown itself.
And we've outgrown our old life. So let's just keep building that strong house within ourselves. And
no matter what,
things change. Yep, no matter what.
Well, what's your intention today?
My intention is to surrender. I'm back to surrender.
That's mine.
That's yours too?
That's mine. I want to surrender my mind today. I see where it is.
Yes. Yep. Okay. We'll both go with that one today then.
Yep. And accept what is.
Yeah. Yep.
And in this moment, it's okay.
Yep.
Any last thoughts?
Nope, that's it.
Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!